I'm here with the two Davids, David Fair and David Dinell. And David Dinell is going to talk to us about the Ann Arbor Film Festival. But first, we'll try to get everything else jammed in here at the beginning.
Which means I have to be quiet while you talk.
That's right. So for once.
I will interrupt. I can't help it.
Well, good, good. Well, a week from yesterday, next Wednesday at 7 o'clock, we have a very special screening of a documentary film that was created by a University of Michigan professor by the name of David Turley, who's also a Pulitzer Prize-winning photojournalist. The film is called Shenandoah. It's co-produced by the movie star Danny Glover, in addition to David Turley. And Danny Glover will be there. David Turley will be there. And this is a very interesting documentary about a coal mining town in Pennsylvania. The business prospects of the town have really gone down over the last 30 years, but the gritty people are still there. They rally around their high school football team, and some of their football players do a very, very unfortunate thing that divides the town and causes all kinds of social dislocations, very hard questioning about the nature of the town's racial sympathies, and it's a very compelling, very human piece. Shenandoah will be at 7 o'clock on Wednesday, March 27th, again, a week from yesterday.
And both Danny Glover and David Turley will be on hand for a Q&A afterwards.
That is absolutely correct, and other folks that are connected to the film. So put that on your calendar. It's a very special screening, and we're very proud to be able to do this in association with the University of Michigan School of Art,
right,
the Penny Stamp School of Art. Now, opening this Friday at the State Theater is Stoker, which is about a young girl whose father gets killed in an automobile accident. The uncle comes to live with them. You know, there's a kind of repulsion at the beginning, and then a pretty interest. The girl becomes interested in this uncle in terms of her background, and her mother is kind of out in space.
And all is not as it seems.
And all is not as it seems. So go check that one out. Brooklyn Castle is a great documentary that's going to open on Monday at the Michigan, and it's about this public school in New York, a junior high school, middle school in New York. 65% of the people or the kids are on food assistance at that school, but they have the top-rated chess team in all the country.
See what a good breakfast can do?
That's right. So Brooklyn Castle is a very interesting, very cool movie. And then actually a film that David Dinell can weigh in, Barbara, which I have not seen, but it won the Best Director Prize at the Berlin Film Festival in 2012. And it's set in East Germany, when there was an East Germany, and it's about this female doctor that was banished to the far corners of East Germany because she wants to go to West Germany, and she gradually falls in love with the head of the hospital there, which kind of distracts her from this notion that she's going to...
Have you seen it, Dave?
I have, yeah.
Was it great?
It was, yeah. And Nina Hoss is really... amazing actress.
Yeah. Excellent.
And then opening at the multiplexes is The Croods, which is an animated film that if you've got a family that wants to go see an animated film, this is the one to go to this week. Tina Fey and Paul Rudd are in a film called Admission, along with Wallace Shawn and Lily Tomlin. So that should be fun. Olympus Has Fallen is a thriller that's directed by Antoine Fuqua, who did Training Day. It's got a great cast: Gerard Butler, Aaron Eckhart, Morgan Freeman, Angela Bassett, and Ashley Judd.
That is a good cast.
Yeah, and it's about the president getting kidnapped. And then Inappropriate Comedy sounds like if it's just, you should just not go.
Two words, Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan is in it, and she's competing with Rob Schneider for lowbrow actor, but also Adrian Brody's in it.
Which is just bizarre. Yeah, I mean, the Academy Award winner. But, you know, who knows? Maybe it brings the level up.
That's right. Well, and then the big thing that's started on Tuesday.
The 51st Ann Arbor Film Festival.
That's right. And David Dinell is here with us this morning, and he's the program director, so he put together all the tasty content that we have here at the Ann Arbor Film Festival. So you and I should both shut up, David.
Exactly,
let,
right.
David Dinell talk.
Well, was it an endeavor to get this program together?
Yeah, definitely. We're showing over 230 films. Started Tuesday, continues through Sunday. In addition to all the short works that we mostly show, we're also screening a number of feature-length films, including one tonight, which is called Leviathan.
It's getting a lot of run in the press.
It is, yeah. They did a great story on it, a weekend edition, just this past Saturday. One of the co-directors of the film, Lucien Casting Taylor, his previous film was Sweetgrass, which also received a lot of critical acclaim, showed at the Michigan Theater last summer. And it's really being hailed as this groundbreaking documentary. It takes place on a fishing trawler in the North Atlantic, and they use a lot of really small miniature cameras, and it's really kind of a very exciting, visceral, fragmented view of life on this fishing trawler.
And that airs tonight?
7 p.m.
Screens.
It screens tonight, airs. Well, yeah, I'm a radio guy. You got to forgive me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it screens tonight. And then Ken Burns is coming to town as well.
That's right. Yeah, we're really happy to have Ken Burns return to Ann Arbor as a Pioneer High School graduate. He's speaking about his work as part of the University of Michigan Penny W. Stamps Lecture Series today at 5 p.m. But he's also screening his newest film, Central Park 5, which also has received, just tremendous critical acclaim.
And centers around the five people who were charged with wilding, as they called it, in Central Park, and then it turns out that was not the case at all.
Right. It's five African-American and Latino teenagers, and they were wrongfully imprisoned and then completely exonerated in 2002.
Now, the 5 o'clock screening, or the 5 o'clock lecture today is free, but you need to get there early. And we're talking like 4:30 to get in line.
Yeah.
If you're interested in seeing Ken Burns, you can see it for free. But we have to put in 750 students, and then there's going to be about 1,000 seats available for the community. But it's a first-come, first-serve. We're not holding any seats for anybody. So make sure you get there early. And then the film will be shown on Saturday at noon.
12 noon, that's right.
Saturday at noon. And this is actually being presented before it airs on broadcast, correct?
That's right, yeah. And in addition to the film, Ken Burns will be on hand. And we're also bringing in Raymond Santana.
Who was one of the ones who went to prison?
He was youngest at age 14, and he was in prison for 7 or 8 years. And we are also having a couple experts on wrongful imprisonment to join on stage
that
in a discussion
be a
after.
Fascinating conversation.
Yeah.
So today's a big day with Leviathan and the Ken Burns lecture. And then tomorrow, the Polish Avant-Garde Animation, which is a programming through line of the festival.
That's right. One of this year's jurors is Marcin Guzicki, and he's an expert in Polish animation. He's put together two programs of Polish animation that ranges from the late 1950s through the present. And we had the first of those yesterday afternoon. And the second program is...
How does the character of Polish animation differ from perhaps what we're accustomed to here?
It's really fascinating. That country just produced a lot of really amazing artists, and they were somewhat isolated from, developments in animation.
Right.
That were happening concurrently with the West. So it's a really fascinating view on what was, also happening.
The Poles seem to have a really interesting visual sense because they will recreate the movie posters for the movies
right.
that get released in Poland, and they're really interesting and collector item all by themselves, and that's reflected in the animation.
Nice.
And then we have another animator tonight, Susan Pitt.
That's right.
A 9:30 screening of her work, and this she's another... programming through line.
That's right. Where the festival's presenting a nearly complete retrospective of her 40 years of animation. She's best known for a film called Asparagus, which was toured the midnight movie circuit with David Lynch's Eraserhead in the late 70s and just really, set a lot of people's imaginations on
and
fire.
Perhaps it's overused, but it is a cult classic.
It is, definitely. Definitely. And she'll be on hand, talk about her work.
And that's tonight.
9:30.
Susan Pitt's tonight, and then also on Saturday, I believe.
That's right. That's the second.
At 7 o'clock on Saturday. So tonight at 9:15 and Saturday at 7. And then tomorrow, you can go all day starting at noon with a juror presentation, which is also true today. Basically, programming starts at noon.
That's right.
You can see the films that are going to be part of the competitions, these special retrospectives. And what are some of the highlights on Friday, Saturday? Saturday and Sunday before the Winners and Best programs?
Friday night, we have animated films in competition, which is a very popular program. Saturday, we have a number of documentaries, including one called Your Day is My Night, which is about the Chinese immigrant community. And Saturday afternoon, we have a lot of just short works in competition.
And a feature-length film by Pat O'Neill, Water and Power.
Yeah, that won the grand prize at Sundance when it came out in 1990, and it was just included in the National Registry for film just a few years ago. So it's really considered a masterpiece of experimental filmmaking. But it's very accessible work. It's and Pat O'Neill will be here as well.
So. I mean, just chock-a-block. KonaCorp.
Of course, the award screenings come on Sunday evening, but we always like to say that if you just go to the award screening, you're missing a lot.
That's absolutely true. And there's an energy in the Michigan Theater that just isn't there the rest of the year that the film festival creates, and if you don't go, you're really missing it.
Thank you very much to Dave Donnell, and thanks to Russ Collins. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to another edition of Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU.
See you at the Ann Arbor Film Festival.